Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends pretend they know sports. WFAN actually does. Get smarter, louder, and way more annoying at watch parties. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
All right, 302. McMonagle here with you on The Fan on this Halloween. It's already Halloween. It goes by so fast. What, is this daylight savings time as well this weekend? We fall back. Halloween, we are a month away from Thanksgiving.
Your weekend already just keeps getting longer and longer and longer. Look at you.
I know.
Although you needed this to be on a different weekend.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, on a different weekend when I would have more time. I'm going to have time. I'm filling in for Keith this week. So, yeah, it's the first time in a while I'm going to have a complete Sunday, where I don't have to go in Sunday night after Sunday night football. I'm going to be able to wake up Sunday morning, football throughout the day, go to sleep, and not have to come to work right away, wake up, and come Monday. Looking forward to that. So, yeah, the idea that I'm getting the extra 2 hours of sleep, it's a weekend that I typically don't need it, but I'll take it. I'll be with you Saturday morning, as usual, this Saturday for a couple hours. Rutgers football again at 12:30, so I'll be on with you from 9 to 12:30. We'll talk more football then. Rehash Halloween. Halloween is a lot of fun by me. I've talked about this a lot. It's one of the best days of the year for me. I love Halloween, always have. And it has nothing to do with the candy. I know what you're all thinking. Simpletons.
It's not because you get to dress up as Brian Cashman. <It's
not. laughs> No, I wish I... Maybe I'll send out the picture. Again, the best Halloween costume I've ever had, and I think it's one of the better ones I've ever seen, to be totally honest with you. I hate to, toot my own horn. But when I was Barf from Spaceballs, I still think that's one of the best costumes ever. It was tremendous. It was really good. Maybe I'll find a picture and tweet that out tomorrow on Halloween. But my neighborhood just does a great job. We have like a party for the kids before we all go trick-or-treating out together. We all walk together. It's like the neighborhood does a great job. A lot of the parents are out in front of their houses. Sometimes they serve drinks. Like, it's just a really nice nice time. I love the Halloween. We have a bunch of great neighbors, and we do a good job. So I'm looking forward to it this year. Halloween's the best. So yeah, already Halloween though, but it's... Before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. We'll be carving the turkey. Week 8. in the NFL. Amazing. Time just flies. Already week 8. That's a tradition unlike any other. The Mike baffled how fast time moves every single Friday, talking about, I would love it, get a kick out of it. Me and Mons would always get a kick out of it. He's still doing it now. The great Mike Francesa in his podcast, he still acknowledges already. Because it's true, it goes by fast. The season just started. It goes by extremely fast. The summer just ended. I was just in Italy. I was just vacationing at the end of August. And we are already at Halloween, getting ready for Thanksgiving. Unbelievable. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jaden in West New York, New Jersey. Is that a place? I've never heard of West New York, New Jersey. Where's that?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Jaden? How are you, brother?
Good. You?
I'm good.
West New York is right next to North Bergen, right next to the Lincoln Tunnel.
What the things are just telling me. West New York, New Jersey. I've never heard that.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk about, you know, I've been a Giants fan for a long time. Sure. And, you know, with all the injuries with the Giants, Scottaboo, neighbors. Yep. I was at the Chargers game. Got to see about 5 minutes of Dar and the neighbors connection. I honestly think, you know, the Giants need to make a trade for a receiver.
I don't disagree with you. I've been saying it all week. I understand the pushback on it. The pushback is they're 2-6. Why are you trading assets? You know, find a wide receiver in the offseason, draft a wide receiver, trade for a wide receiver. Then I think it's important to get this. I understand that Jackson Dart's been playing well and that you don't necessarily need to see him work with anyone. But I want to give him an opportunity to make plays. I want to give him it's important to give this kid a chance to make plays, and he's got to have better than right now. I mean, you can't just rely on Lil Jordan Humphreys and McLeod and these guys they're going to bring up from the practice squad and find on the scrap heap. Like, go get someone who has a proven track record of being a playmaker in this league, and preferably one that has, you know, is under contract next season and that, you know, you can continue to build with and go into next year and have a number two for neighbors.
I was thinking, you know, maybe Jacoby Myers, DJ Moore. We're not making the playoffs, but just to develop 100%. Dart, man.
I'm with you.
I've seen many highlights of Dart dropping it in the bucket, and it's just drop after drop.
Yeah, I mean, a couple. Theo Johnson definitely dropped one that was perfect. Tom Brady was, like, just incredulous that ball was dropped. He was very impressed with the throw. He showed the ability to you know, lob it over. I mean, he just looks great. Let's be honest. He looks great. I don't know how you're not more excited. I'm still hung up on that. I don't know how Giant fans aren't more excited. But, yeah, you know, Myers obviously was a name. I've heard DJ Moore a little bit, but, I don't know. I would think that they're, you know, I don't think Chicago would be interested in doing that. They're trying to develop their own quarterback and win there. I don't know about, you know, Waddle. Sounds like Miami isn't that interested because the contract is so team-friendly that they don't, you know, they don't want to do that right now. I mean, you'd have to offer, I don't know if I was actually watching SNY and JJ, who's a Dolphins fan, said, I'll give him to you for a first-round pick. I'm like, well, it's not going to trade a first-round pick for him, but I would be interested in Waddle, Myers, right, Olave. Those are the three major names that you have heard over the past couple weeks about trading for a wide receiver. But I'm with you. It's not necessarily about winning this year. It's about helping the quarterback in every way. I got to give him weapons. I got to give him someone he can lean on. I got to give him someone he can go to. I got to give him someone with real talent who's proven it in this league before that he can develop a rapport with and feel like he can go to in a big, like right now, there is no one. Neighbors is a guy, one-on-one, I'm throwing him the football. That's it. One-on-one, I'm throwing him the football. If I'm in trouble, I'm going to give him a chance to make a play. There is no one in this Giant receiving core that's like that. There is no one. I'll just give him a chance to make a play. There's no one. Slayton knows the offense inside and out. Slayton knows the routes. Slayton does have some speed, but if the game is schemed right, Slayton can get open at times. He's not great at creating separation, but if the game plan is called right, he knows offense in and out. He knows how to read defense a little bit. He can find pockets. He's not terrible. but he's not a playmaker. He's not a great playmaker. Wandell Robinson is shifty. Wandell Robinson, I think, can be better than he's been. He showed it. You know, the Dallas game is so hard to judge him on because, I mean, he was running up the seam just wide open. I mean, just wide open. It's almost like Dallas didn't want to cover him. Like, so that's his biggest game of the year. Outside of that, he's had some moments. You know, you can get him the ball, you know, behind the line of scrimmage and feel like he'll make a guy miss and get you 5 or 6 yards, but not an explosive player. So I really don't know. Like, you got to get someone who can make some plays. The neighbor's injury is a killer. Despite the fact, I don't know how much better they'd be, but that relationship, a missing a full year of building that relationship, it really hurts the Giants, not only this year, but next year. So I'm all in. I'm all in on the kid. I'm all in on Jackson Dart. I am open to anything that will either improve or make life easier for Jackson Dart. I don't care. I don't care about their record. I don't care about, you know, the idea of that they're not going anywhere and why would you trade assets? Let's see what it looks like. Why would you allow a GM that you're very likely to fire to make a decision like that? I don't care. Jackson Dart is now the future of the franchise. That's it. It's not Dable. It's not Shane. It's not anybody else. It's not Dexter Lawrence. It's not Andrew Thomas. It's not even neighbors. It is Jackson Dart. Future face of the franchise. From this moment on, it's whatever makes his life easier. Whatever improves his game. Until we get to a position where we know what he is and he's stable and he's a quarterback that, you know, you can count on and he's the guy and we're in this thing and it's about winning. Like, right now, it's still the development. Despite the fact that we feel like he's answered that question, despite the fact that we know who he is and that we feel good about him being the franchise quarterback, he's still 5 starts in. It's still about developing him. It's still about working with him. It's still about him learning the offense. It's all of that. I am open to moving. If it makes sense, I'm open to anything that improves him and makes his life easier. No question about it. No question. So, yeah, trade for a wide receiver. Bring in someone. Let's go. Alan Oldwick. What's up, Al?
I kind of think that part of the Giants' issue is that they've missed on so many high draft picks.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Terrible.
Yes.
Correct. But when you miss on high draft choices, and, you know, Shane got rid of all Gettleman's players. Gettleman was probably a bad guy, but if you look at the players he had, some of them were pretty good, like Danny Dimes, if you will, and even Barkley. But
we all know Barkley's talent. We don't have to rehash that argument. He went to Philadelphia and had a breakout year. Right now, the offensive line for Philly's not playing as well. I know he just lit up against the Giants, but you look at Barkley's season this year; he's not having a great year. Last year, that offensive line was incredible, and you know what Barkley can do with a good offensive line. It wasn't going to work here. Same thing with Daniel Jones, but Andrew Thomas still here playing at an all-pro left tackle level. Dexter Lawrence.
But he didn't draft Andrew Thomas.
Yes, he did.
Gettleman drafted Andrew.
That's what I'm saying. We're talking about Gettleman draft picks. Yes, Andrew Thomas was drafted by Gettleman. He's still here. Dexter Lawrence was drafted by Gettleman. He's still here. I'm agreeing with your point. I just think you're using two guys that, yeah, they're talented and everything, and they're having great years elsewhere, but you're still impacted by great players. You're still impacted by Andrew Thomas. They're the two best players on the team outside of Jackson Dart right now and maybe neighbors, but the two best players still playing right now are Gettleman players.
Correct.
Yeah.
But the point, and I apologize, I understand your point.
Yeah.
The point I make is that his draft choices have been, Shane, have been god awful terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They really
well, not
have.
Not all and of them, but yes, yeah, too many. Yeah, too many.
Correct, because look, and I'm Cascadable was a good player, but maybe he wasn't drafted in the fifth round because maybe he had injury questions.
Yeah, he was drafted in the fourth. It's a great pick. Hopefully, he comes back and healthy. But yeah, Scadaboo in the fourth round is a great pick.
Okay, not disagreeing with you,
mm-hmm.
But again, he got injured. Maybe he had an injury question. I don't understand why. you know, every once in a while you discover somebody in the fourth pick, in the fourth round, but the other teams can't be that dumb to have passed on them.
Yeah,
right?
I think they are. No, I think they are. I think they're dumb. I think that's where you draft running backs in the fourth round. So I don't know. Like, I love that pick. But again, here's your point, right? I don't know why you brought up. There is no doubt. Your initial claim there is 100% correct. A lot of the problems with this team is missed first round picks. You can't. I mean, not only like Thibodeau is a solid player, disappointing top 10 pick. Right? Solid player, third and, you know, passing downs, he can get after the quarterback. He is a solid edge rusher in this game. He's not a great one. He's a solid player. He's a useful player. He's a helpful player. He's a solid player. He is not worthy of a top 10 pick, at least hasn't proven to be. Like, that hurts you a little bit. You can live with it, but it hurts you a little bit. What you can't live with is Evan Neal. Evan Neal can't see the field. He's a top 10 pick. That's a disaster. That sets you back. You know, people always say you draft the wrong quarterback, it sets you back forever. You draft anyone in the top 10 who can't play, it sets you back. Evan Neal not being a useful player who can't see the field now with an offensive line that has struggled since he's been here, that's a disaster. You're right. You know, Banks is a horrible first-round pick. That's very difficult to overcome. There's no two ways about it. Even Jalin Hyatt is a third-round pick. Jalin Hyatt is a third-round pick who can't see the field when they have no wide receivers to play. That's a disaster of a pick. I'm with you, 100% with you. Joe Shane has done an awful job, you know, for the most part. Now, there are good picks. I think last year's first, Neighbors, is a home run. And before you say, well, because the only thing I'll push back in, because when you get the first pick right, we dismiss it as, well, that's easy. When you get the first pick wrong, when you get a first round pick wrong, you're an idiot. Like, with Neighbors, right? Let's be honest. The Cardinals could have Neighbors. They chose to go a different way, and he's not nearly as good as Neighbors. At least hasn't been so far to start the career. Marvin Harrison Jr. has not nearly been as good or as productive as Neighbors has been. They could have had him. So Neighbors is an excellent first-round pick. This year, to get Jackson Dart where they got him, like, he played the game. He took Carter, got back into the first round to take his quarterback. Now, Carter hasn't proven as of yet that he's a third overall pick, best defensive prospect in a couple years, slam dunk player. But he's solid. He's played okay. And you could see a reason to believe that he will eventually become that player. But to have him and then find your quarterback later in the first round and have him be as explosive as Jackson Dart, that's a very good first round. Again, it takes time to judge these things. But a very good first round. And last year, Phillips, Newbin, those guys, those were good picks. They had good rookie seasons. Newbin especially has regressed. Phillips defends the ball well, but too many penalties, and he can get beat down the field. He hasn't had a great year. He had a good, solid rookie year. He was one of the better rated defensive rookies in the league last year. So he's had some good picks. He's had some bad picks. But when you take a first-round pick, worst-case scenario should be Thibodeau. Like, you take a top 10 pick, you take a first-round pick, worst-case scenario should be, well, he's a useful player, but he's not what we hoped. Like, anything worse than that really sets your team back, and they have two. They have Evan Neal and they have Banks, both who feel like aren't good enough to be on the field. Because they have no choice, Banks is. Evan Neal is a top 10 pick who cannot see the field. That is a killer. There's no doubt about it. And that's why I've said from the beginning, Joe Shane is far more to blame and has far more, you know, cause for the failings of this franchise over the last couple of years than the head coach does. There's no doubt in my mind. This is more on Joe Shane than Brian Daboll. 100%.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 325. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019 on this Friday morning, Halloween. You know, we went to, I was talking about this the other day. My kids already had like 4 different events, 3 different events. And one was a birthday party, to be fair, but already before Halloween even happened. 3 different events that they were already in their Halloween costumes for. And the one thing that's putting a damper on the Halloween thing right now is I'm a little bit in trouble with the wife because, and this is typical, like, you know, just I can do no right. I'm there, we're in this town, walking through the stores, doing a scavenger hunt. It's like they set this thing up. Each store had like, there was like a scavenger hunt. It was like, you know, floating candles. And outside the store, they were hanging these candles. Oh, you had to go in there and punch your card. And once you got everything on the scavenger hunt, you return the card and you, you know, entered a chance to win. I don't know. Who knows what? Something I'm not going to win. So I didn't really like think of it or care about what it actually was. So we went through and every place they give you candy to, it's like you kind of trick or treat. You go through the scavenger hunt. It was fun. I guess, you know, for the kids, it was at least. So they're doing that. My little guy is Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And it came with a great wig and a little goatee beard. But the beard kept falling off. The beard kept falling off, and then it would have grass on it. And every time it fell off, it's harder to stick. So I was like, forget this. You don't need it. Put it in my pocket. Put it in my pocket, walking around. At the end of the day, we get home, blah, blah. About an hour after we get home, my wife's like, so what'd you do with that beard? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's right. It's right here. I don't know what happened to it. What do you mean you don't know what happened to it? I'm like, I don't know what happened to the beard. Well, you said you picked it up and put it in your pocket. I did. Well, how's it not in your pocket now? I don't know, because I had all these cards, scavenger hunt. You handed me things. I got the in a bag, hand me this, you know. I don't know. It's not in my pocket now. She is not happy that that beard went missing. I'm like, it is let's just go get another beard. She's like, no worries, we have extras, I guess. But she was mad at me that I lost this beard. Like, mad. Like, frustrated with me. I'm doing all this stuff. I got the costume. You didn't pick up the costume. I did this. You said you picked it up and put it in your pocket. I don't understand how you lost it. She's like, I think we have like a bag of beards and mustaches from previous costumes downstairs. So I go downstairs today because, of course, I procrastinated and forgot about it. And I didn't go down there until today to go look for it. I can't find it. I can't find the bag of mustaches and beards. We don't know what we do with it. There's a very good chance that Shaggy is going to be beardless tomorrow, and I am in big trouble. I'm in big trouble. It is going... but that's like... It's just like sometimes... Like it's just, you know, it's one of those things. It's a beard! It's not even that big a deal. And you know what happened the other day is going to happen again. The beard is not going to stick. We're not going to super glue it to his face. The thing's falling off. No one cares. The wig's coming off. The hair. You know it. That's what happens. It lasts 10 minutes. They're in full costume for 10 minutes. And that's the point, because there'll be pictures taken and there'll be pictures with no beards. And who's the bad guy? Me. Not the kid who can't keep it on his face. No, no, no. It's me. I get it. I get it. I'm blamed for everything. Maybe next year I'll go as Aaron Boone so I can legitimately be blamed for everything and it'll be warranted. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. I should be Aaron Boone so you can blame me for everything. And, you know, I know right now with the World Series and the Toronto Blue Jays winning, again, like I just... So many, I understand the approach of the Toronto Blue Jays, and they have done a great job. There's no doubt. There is no doubt. They've had a great year. But I'm sorry. Like, the idea that they are now the pinnacle of the sport and everything that's right with baseball, and somehow the idea that the Yankees need to be, or, you know, have to find a way to be the Blue Jays is just nonsense. This was a last place team last year. They were a last-place team with the same players. Every one of these players is outperforming their regular season, and their regular season outperformed their career. They are on an incredible run. They are a good team. They've also hit a ton of home runs. They have hit 27 home runs this postseason. They are not doing it just with bunts and slapping the ball the other way. They have that part of their game incorporated with them more than others, and they've done a good job with it, but they're hitting home runs. They're down a run, and Vladimir Guerrero hits a two-run home run to change the game. They hit the two home runs to get started at the beginning of that game. Home runs. Not choking up on the bat and putting the ball in play, home runs. And then they're getting pitching performances from kids who have more postseason starts than regular season starts. You can't try and duplicate that. And I'll be totally honest with you. Not only are the Yankees not going to be able to duplicate it, the Toronto Blue Jays are not going to be able to duplicate it. It's not about, like, do they have some aspects? Would I like to see the Yankees, or the Mets for that matter, incorporate contact more into their game? Of course. Of course. Do the Yankees need a leadoff hitter? Yeah, they don't have one. Would I like that leadoff hitter to hit 270, 280 at the bare minimum and have an on-base percentage of 370? Yes. And strike out less than you know Grisham did this year as the leadoff hitter? Absolutely. And we'll get into some of those moves that I think the Yankees could do when the hot stove season starts. But the Yankees should not, nor should anyone, and this isn't like, again, you don't look at the 2023 Texas Rangers and say, we got to be like them. You don't look at the 2019 Nationals and say, you got to be like them. You want to look at the Astros? Okay, that's fine. They had a long, extended run of being one of the better playoff teams and World Series champions. You want to look at the Los Angeles Dodgers? Fine. Like, if the Blue Jays become that, we'll see. The Blue Jays are a team of destiny, having an incredible year. But they are not some sort of lock to be this every single year. They have guys who are having great years and playing really well right now. We will see. Me and Fleas were talking about it. The difference is, and the other thing about the Blue Jays is, and I hear this a little bit, it's more about the approach and how they play. But let's also not make it seem like they are the little engine that could. They're a top five payroll in the sport or a top six payroll in the sport. They spend money. They gave Vladimir Guerrero Jr. a ton of money. They offer everybody. They have a legitimate payroll. They paid Santander a lot of money in a contract that really hasn't helped them all that much. Like last night, I talked about how, because I was focusing on the approach, them and the Milwaukee Brewers kind of play the game the same way. The difference is the Brewers don't put money into the team the same way the Blue Jays do. They don't have a Springer. Like, you know, hopefully Churio can become a great player for them. He's on his way to doing that. And they have, you know, a couple of guys who are good at the tail end of their careers and having, you know, still impact seasons. But Vladimir Guerrero, Springer, like they have Gausman's a big contract that they put in. They're playing the same game as the Brewers, but they have a couple of stars who've gone off. That is the difference. I'm sorry, I know nobody likes it. And even the term crapshoot, it's not fair I use it because it gets people upset. But is crapshoot the right term? I don't know if crapshoot is the right term. But there is a level of, I don't know if you want to say luck, you could say any word you want to say. It's not the game they're playing. It's partly the game they're playing. Anyone who goes this far, wins 94 games, is about to win a championship, what they're doing is right. But it's not necessarily the game they're playing. It's the fact that they're playing their best. That's what it is. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has gone off. If Vladimir Guerrero Jr. didn't have a good series against the Yankees or didn't have a good series against Seattle or wasn't having a good World Series, they wouldn't be winning. He's hitting a home run a day. He hasn't been a great postseason player for his career. That's why I was calling them frauds and they hadn't won a playoff game yet. Mookie Betts is hitting 130 and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. can't get out. Don't you think that has something to do with it? Like, don't we think that is just as much to the point or as whether or not, you know, Jimenez chokes up on the bat with two strikes? It's not necessarily just a crapshoot or luck. It's about playing your game. Every one of the teams that gets there has an opportunity to win if they play their game, if they play the best of their game. The Yankees didn't play the best of their game. They didn't hit the home runs. Plain and simple, they didn't play their game. They didn't pitch well enough. That was their game. Max Fried and Carlos Rodon led the majors in wins. Max Fried's going to get Cy Young votes. Max Fried got annihilated while Yesavage was throwing playoff classics. That's the difference. Like, do you think next year Yesavage is going to be a beast and better than Max Fried and better than every other pitcher in the American League and is going to go win Cy Young after Cy Young? Or is he just on an incredible run? He's got great stuff. We'll see what he is. But, like, you think he's a lock to be, like, the top of the American League like next year? You think he's a lock to go into a postseason series next year and dominate like this? Like, they are on a magical run. They are a very good team. They do a lot of things really well, and they're doing them freaking excellent right now. And Ohtani, Freeman, and Betts are doing nothing. Snell has not been as good a pitcher as he was in the previous rounds. The top of the order was 0 for 11 with 6 strikeouts yesterday. Their players aren't playing their game. The Blue Jays players are. That is more to the point than anything else. And for the New York Yankees, they have to find, and I know that, you know, we could say whatever, and I said this, they can incorporate more big spending, and we'll talk about this. Like, the Yankees have a choice ahead of them in this offseason. And I don't know how Hal Steinbrenner is going to do it, like, heading into the CBA and everything around it and all the monies he's willing to spend or not willing to spend. They've got assets to either trade or commit to. What do you do with Jason Dominguez? What do you do with Spencer Jones? What do you do with Ben Rice? What do you do with these guys? What do you do with Jazz? Because theoretically, you can trade those guys for, you know, legit. You could trade Ben Rice for legit. Me and Fleeks were listening to Keith's show in there for, and Stephen Kwan came up. Would you trade Ben Rice for Stephen Kwan? Kwan's got 2 more years of control. Would you trade him for that kind of player? You could trade him for that kind of player and then go spend money. And attack this thing with money and trade your prospects instead of giving them roles. Trade Dominguez, trade Spencer Jones, trade Ben Rice, get assets back, whether it be an answer or two cheap offensive player or a big time offensive player or a cheap pitcher or whatever you could, however you want to work it. A controllable pitcher, a controllable outfielder, and then go out and with the holes that you've now created at first base or in the outfield, go spend money. Go trade Spencer Jones and trade Dominguez and sign both Kyle Tucker and Bellinger. But are they going to do that? Or do you commit to those young kids? Like the 90s teams that we all love committed to their young players. But what they shouldn't be doing is trying to emulate what the Toronto Blue Jays are doing. In some areas, sure, they should be trying to be more like the Dodgers in areas, more like the Blue Jays in areas. They should be looking to improve because just being the best team and then playing your best, that's it. They need to ask the question of why they consistently do not play their best in the postseason. And I know that's an easy answer, and that, or should I say, it's an easy cop-out. And there should be more targeted. Like, you want to find the real flaws. Well, they don't do, they need this. They need a better shortstop. I'm with you. I'm screaming from the rooftops that he shouldn't be the starting shortstop. You need better players in some areas. Absolutely. But we want to look at it and say, it's because they believe in this. And it's because they view the game like that. And it's because they do this and they do that. And that's why they're doomed to fail. I don't believe that. They need to ask themselves, why the 94-win team, why the team that was the best in the American League last year, why this team that won 94 games and was one game away from being the division leader and the one seed, they won more games than any other American League team. Not that they're perfect, not that there are no flaws, there's tons of flaws. The Blue Jays have flaws. They're not showing them right now. That's the difference. Why does every postseason with the New York Yankees, why do their flaws outweigh their strengths? Because they have strengths. You don't win 94 games without them. They have to figure out why their failures and their flaws outweigh their strengths consistently in the biggest games, whether it's in the World Series, whether it's in the DS, the ALCS, whatever the case may be. That's it. That's the question. Because I'm telling you, call me crazy all you want. The Blue Jays were in last place last year, and it would not surprise me at all if they win 82 games or are in third place next year. wouldn't surprise me in the least. Because you're not always going to get Clement to have a great year. You're not going to get Jimenez to have a great year. Springer's going to be a year older. He had two lousy years before this one. Like, the Blue Jays aren't going to just be this juggernaut now moving forward because they've, you know, figured out how to play winning baseball. Mark my words, they're not. Build the best team you can and figure out why the hell they don't play well in the postseason. And it's not as clear-cut as you think. Because the Dodgers play the same game. The Dodgers were up there hacking at the same pitcher. Hacking at the same pitcher. They're not as talented as the Dodgers, and they don't do some things as well as the Blue Jays. It's a combination of both.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Football Sunday. So good to me. All right. That beautiful singing voice gets us started every week as we turn to week 9 in the NFL. Last week, Fleegs and I were both 3-2. We got the locals right, and we got all three games exactly the same. All three of our wins were exactly the same. We got both locals in Baltimore, and that was the game I was furious that I had it at -6, or whatever it was, 6.5 even. And then we both lost our other two picks. So where do we stand? Last time I checked, I think you were, last week, you were two games better than me, or two games over, and I was one game under. So I think you're now three games over, and I'm even. Is that where we are?
Look at you with the perfect math.
How about that?
I am 22-18. You are 20-20.
20-20. All right.
No losing records.
No losing records. All right, so here we are, week number 9. We typically do, well, we always do 5 games. Usually it's the 2 locals and 3 others, but since the Jets have the week off, we will do 4 other games. So, Fleegs, let's get us started. Where are you going?
I'm going to probably a mistake because I'm kind of riding a theme of last week with the favorites, and my 2 losses last week were with underdogs, or one of them was, and you had 2 with underdogs when the favorites kind of swept the board outside of the Jets and maybe one other. Game number 1. Give me the Lions -8.5 against the Vikings. The Lions are just one of those teams that bet them a couple weeks ago against the Bucks at home, and the Bucks are a very good team. And the Lions just, they like to blow teams out. You know, sure. This is not one of those teams that plays with their food. Sometimes it just feels easy to pick them, and I know the Vikings have been a good team in the past. I'm not impressed at all by this year's Vikings team. The defense and Brian Flores is, like a lot of defenses year to year, taking a step back, and the quarterback position is a mess. I don't care if they're getting J.J. McCarthy back. We have not seen J.J. McCarthy do anything in the NFL outside of that one freak quarter in week 1 against a bad Chicago Bears defense. So I get the Lions at home, again, what they do on that track offensively. Why not another 41-24 victory for the Lions laying 8.5? Game number 2, this is more even of the big spreads. This is which team am I fading? The Titans covered week 1 barely against the Broncos. Then they had that fluky, freaky comeback win that the Cardinals really just gave that game away. I mean, the coaching staff, everybody should be embarrassed. They're getting blown out every week. Yep. Home, road, it does not matter. They are not a competitive football team right now. You know, think about the worst game we've seen from the Jets, and then just imagine they did that every week. That's what the Titans are right now. They're already on the interim head coach. It's a guy in Mike McCoy who we know is not a very good NFL head coach. So I don't love betting a big road favorite, but because this is under 10, I'll lay the points with the Chargers -9.5. Game number 3, going to go to Monday night here. The Cowboys -2.5. Kyler Murray probably coming back for the Cardinals, but we don't know that for sure. I had the Cowboys last week. I don't know if it was in this pool or another one, and to take a chance. Listen, we know how horrible they were in Denver, but the Cowboys are a much better team when they're at home, and they're at home on Monday night. When they're playing in Jerry World on that field, the offense clicks. The defense isn't very good, but the Cardinals' offense isn't that good, and that's even if Kyler plays, and if he does with the foot sprain, first game back, you know, is he really 100%? So I like the Cowboys in this spot. Like, this is a team that still, in theory, is competing for a playoff spot. And I would expect Dak and that offense to really get things going now that they're back at home. That's almost a team all year. You bet them when they're at home, and you fade them when they're on the road. And then the last game, because we agreed to bet the biggest game of the week. The last few times in this regular season matchup, I've taken the Bills. And if you had asked me 2-3 weeks ago, who are you going to be picking Chiefs-Bills week 9, I would have thought, yeah, probably the Buffalo Bills, unless it's a crazy big number. The Bills are a 1.5 underdog at home, based on the last few years. They should be the pick, but they are not.
Yep.
This Kansas City Chiefs team, they were in the Super Bowl, 8.5 months ago. They're significantly better than they were last year. They're not just better than they were last year. They are multiple strides ahead of where they were last year. Now that this offense has all of its pieces back, everybody's clicking. If the offensive line starts to really get healthy and playing together, forget it. I think you have a team on a mission. I think you have a Patrick Mahomes that's kind of focused on reminding everybody, hey, I'm the best quarterback in this league. Therefore, I'm the best and most important player in this league. And just having one of those kind of revenge tour sort of seasons. And I think that continues in Buffalo. Even though the Chiefs have struggled against them in the regular season, we know what they do against Buffalo when the game really matters. And because the Chiefs are still chasing the division, sure, and maybe they want the one seed in the AFC, if they can chase down the Colts, they play them coming up soon. This is a game that matters to them.
Absolutely.
I'm not all that impressed by the Bills bouncing back and beating Carolina last week. The Panthers stink. That Falcons game was really concerning, and I just don't see a lot of weaknesses on this Chiefs team right now. The Bills don't have many, but one or two, that's more than the Chiefs have. So give me Kansas City. And then locally, I like the Giants plus the 2.5. You talked about it a lot. I think the Giants have a quarterback advantage in this game, assuming Mac Jones does play for the 49ers. The Niners defense last week on the road against the Texans offense with no wide receivers, Nico Collins was out, no running game to speak of whatsoever for the Texans, and the Texans were dominating that game. Scott Hansen was joking about it on Red Zone, the time of possession. The Niners couldn't get off the field. Robert Saleh is a great defensive coach. You can only do so much when you don't have the players, and right now I don't think the Niners have the players. If the Giants can just do a little bit to contain Christian McCaffrey, this Niners offense, the passing attack, is nothing special. They have Kittle back, but they're thin at wide receiver. Not as thin as the Giants, but not that far ahead of them. So, yeah, I think this is a winnable game for the Giants. They should win this outright, and I hope for Brian Dable's sake that he does win this outright. So give me the Giants plus the 2.5. I could see your face. I know we have almost all the same
picks. I'm with you on so many freaking games. I'm annoyed.
I was looking into your eyes as I was saying my team's like, oh no, oh no.
I'm with you on almost all of them. It's unbelievable. I love the Chargers in this spot against Tennessee. I mean, this is a hardball spot, man. On the road against a terrible team, -9.5. He knows, like we just talked about Kansas City, I'll get to that. He knows how Kansas City's playing. He sees how Denver's playing. Harbaugh against a bad team with the way Herbert's playing, I know they're a little banged up. I don't care. What has Tennessee showed at all? They are getting annihilated in every one of these games. I know the number's high at 9.5. I don't care. Give me the Chargers at Tennessee -9.5. And I've talked to you about this. I've picked Detroit a lot in these big spots. I love this team, especially at home in that building against a Minnesota team that this defense, their run defense is bottom 10 in the league. Going up against this Detroit team with their run game, like, this defense has not been the same as last year, and it's J.J. McCarthy returning. Like, I'm totally with you. This is a rookie quarterback, practically. Like, I have no idea what this offense is going to look like with him. And the Lions beat up on bad teams, a divisional game. They're going to look to run up the score. I think this is my favorite one of the week. I love Detroit -8.5. The game we don't agree on is I'm going to take Houston at home against Denver -1.5. I think Houston played really well last week. And I know a lot of talk about the Denver defense, right, who is missing Patrick Surtain in this game, which is a huge, huge thing. You got Collins and Kirk both coming back. I think they've started to find their offense a little bit. And it's going to help not to have Patrick Surtain. And we talk about it. I know the Niners haven't been as hurt by Warner. We saw it a little bit last week. But Patrick Surtain, he is so incredibly important to what Denver does. And if he's going to miss this game, I just think they're in trouble. And nobody's talking about it. We talk about the Denver defense. We talk about maybe Seattle's defense, Cleveland's defense, particularly at home. Have you seen what Houston's defense is doing? Houston's defense is quite possibly the best defense in the NFL right now. They've been playing great. Bo Nix, they're on a winning streak. It's tough to win this many games. They're coming off behind wins. They're coming off a blowout win. Like, I just think this is the right spot to fade this Denver team against the Houston team that's getting healthy in the passing game, adding Collins and Kirk back against the Surtain-less Denver defense coming off all of these wins. I just think it's a good spot for Houston. And then we get to Kansas City and Buffalo. So give me, again, Houston at home -1.5 over the Denver Broncos. And then Kansas City and Buffalo, I'm totally with you. I know you don't get Allen a dog at home very much. I think it's only 5 times outside of his rookie season, and the only one they've lost is to Kansas City. But I just think this Chiefs team is absolutely on a run. Like, the minute Rice came back, he fell right back in line, multiple touchdowns. Like, they are complete. I agree with you. They are a better version than what we even saw last year of a Super Bowl team. Buffalo's passing attack feels a little off to me. I agree with you. The Atlanta game was very troubling in how that went down. I was watching something on them and talking about Coleman and how little separation the wide receivers are getting in Buffalo. And I know how great the running back is, and he's a dynamic force, and Cook has had this incredible season, huge game last week. They're able to run the football a little bit, but against this Chiefs defense that knows them so well, and you talk about it, this is a playoff game. I mean, it really is. Both of them in second place in their division. They both desperately need it. The Patriots are, you know, having a great season and playing a really weak schedule. Buffalo needs it. Kansas City needs it. I just think that in those moments, I'll take Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs team that is surging in the right direction. So give me Kansas City on the road in Buffalo, getting a point and a half. And then I think I'm going to break my streak because I am all in on Brian Daboll and winning games. And I agree. I'm going to take the Giants plus the 2.5. I know it's going against my Colonel Mustard.
Mustard's last stand.
I'm going to break it here. I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to break it here. I was thinking about it, especially because you took them. But I just think the Giants, this is a winnable football game. I do, and I think there's so much going on right now. I think we're going to find out. I think he's going to get this team to respond from the Scadaboo injury. I think they're going to find ways. And again, this defense, you look at the way they played last week, I just think you can't deny the fact that Warner is a huge hit for this defense. I think they can still run the ball, the Giants. I think they can keep it close. You're going up against Mac Jones. Find a way to get pressure. I think this is the game, after all the noise, that we see Dexter Lawrence emerge here. I think the Giants are going to win the game outright. I really do. I think the Giants are going to win the game outright. So give me the Giants minus 2.5 at home against the Niners. So I got the Chargers, Detroit, Houston, Kansas City, and the Giants for week number 9.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.